Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brett Young with In Case You Didn't Know right here on 95.1 KFrog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. In case you didn't know, there's a very special birthday in the house today.
You're not supposed to announce your own birthday.
I know.
I was supposed to say there's a special birthday
you
today.
You built it up like I did just there with the air horns. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, my lordy, Anthony. Yes, today is Anthony's birthday. So, I got up a little extra early for you. Didn't work out because I still ran late. Thank you to Starbucks. But I went and got you a tea.
You know,
you don't
sweetest,
drink coffee. And right? I got you a muffin because I figured you wouldn't do a cupcake at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I don't light anything on fire. I'm going to hand you the lighter.
Oh, cute.
So all that right, you can light your candle. Okay, there we go.
It's on fire.
And we're not going to sing because we know how Ginny and I sing.
You guys are great, though.
Old Town Remix, a happy birthday.
Yeah, not good.
So go ahead and make your wish and blow out your candle.
Yay.
What'd you wish for?
I can't tell you.
Are you one of those people you don't tell?
I am.
Me too.
I cannot tell you.
Yeah.
But thank you very much.
You're welcome. Big plans
right
for the birthday?
I don't know. Not really. We're going to do a couple birthday dinners. Might go to the movies. That Detective Pikachu movie just came out. I was a huge Pokemon fan as a kid. So with it coming back now, it's like, oh my gosh, on my birthday? That's perfect. I know.
What's the theme for your birthday? Is it going to be like Paw Patrol 2, Anthony?
Fire trucks.
You know 30 is on the way, right?
Carter's invited.
Let's go! Woo!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 KFrog.
Kane Brown here on KFrog 536. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
And it's a Friday tradition to head into the weekend and remind you not to be dumb. This is what we call dumb, drunk, or drugs. These are real life headlines that happened, and Anthony is so good at this game, we just continue to play. You ready, Anthony?
I thought I was going to be off the hook because it's my birthday today, but I guess not.
No, you're not.
Let's play.
All right, here we go. First one. Nebraska man accidentally shoots himself in the family jewels.
Ouch. Let's say dumb.
This is dumb.
All right.
Look at you. All right. Yes, he said he accidentally dropped his gun out of his pocket, hit the ground, and it fired. And when the bullet landed, it landed right there.
Oh.
Yeah. According to police, though, he had non-life-threatening conditions. He was okay. I'm thinking his dating life, though, was definitely threatened
by
this.
Taking a hit.
Mm-hmm. Second one. Wanted man hoped blonde wig would disguise him from deputies as he biked away.
I'm really hoping this one's drugs.
You are two
really?
For
wow.
two.
Whoa.
Yes. He was a Florida fugitive wanted on drug charges. He was trying to elude the deputies when they showed up to his house. So he grabbed a blonde wig, threw it on, and thought, you know what? Officers will never know who I am. Jumped on a bike and started to bike away. Yeah, didn't work. The officers exactly knew who he was. In fact, they posted the picture of him in the hideous blonde wig on their Facebook page and said, don't sell drugs. You don't have to worry about going to jail, and you don't have to hide from law enforcement if you have a warrant. Above all else, you don't have to wear this hideous blonde wig. Yeah, it's really bad.
Okay,
last one for you. Florida woman pulls alligator from her pants during traffic stop.
Ew.
I'm sorry, that's just so stupid.
Since we haven't said it yet, drunk.
No, this one was just dumb. The woman was actually riding as a passenger in a car when the car was pulled over, and the cops started searching around to notice that something wasn't quite right. So they asked the woman, they said, you know, do you have anything else in the vehicle? That's when she proceeded to pull an alligator out of her yoga pants and placed it on the bed of the truck. The officers kept investigating. They also found 41 small turtles inside of a backpack. The couple claimed they were trying to collect wildlife from underneath an overpass. Can you imagine how that goes? Is that an alligator in your pants? Well, yes, officer, it is.
No, there's no alligators going anywhere near my pants.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
It's 5:56 here at K-Frog with the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Time to take a look at what's trending. So there's a South African food company that's gone the extra mile in making ice cream healthier for consumers. The good news is it's packed full of protein, fat, and minerals. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Okay.
The bad news, it's made with maggots.
Nope, not okay.
The company's processed the larvae with other natural ingredients before mixing it in different flavors in an ice cream machine. They offer several flavors, including chocolate, peanut butter, and Christmas spices. I'm all for eating ice cream, but maggot ice cream?
No.
I don't see myself going to Baskin Robbins or something saying, yeah, peanut butter maggot with some mealworms sprinkled on top, please.
That's so gross.
No can do.
Don't think that's going to do well here in the States. Mm. All right, a local 12-year-old girl is a hero. Stephanie Aurelio is brave, and her quick thinking saved her family from their burning home in Paris. The fire was caused by a portable space heater that made a noise minutes before it turned on. Stephanie said that she heard the noise happen, and that's when she jumped into action.
Oof. Jeez.
She was talking with Channel 4, and here's what she said. Here's how things went down.
I woke up. I didn't know what to do, so I just broke the window. I got myself out. I was helping my mom get the rest of the kids out.
Can you imagine being 12 years old, your house is on fire, and jumping into action and knowing what to do? Well, luckily she did, and all of her family members were able to get out. But the home did burn down to the ground, and within just minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, her parents and her siblings were rushed to the hospital to be treated for their injuries and burns. Stephanie received stitches on her hand from the broken glass when she broke the window to get everybody out. Unfortunately, the family lost everything in this fire. So there is a GoFundMe account that has been set up to help with medical bills and other expenses to get them back on their feet. I just think this kind of thing is amazing. At 12 years old, I would not think to even do something like that.
Right. You'd panic and wouldn't know.
Right.
Right. I mean, I think about myself now. I'm one of those people, I just freeze. Mm-hmm. So I would probably just be like frozen there and waiting for someone else to save me.
Yeah, 12 years old, way to go. And awesome. They all made it out okay.
Everybody made it out okay. So great story and way to go, Stephanie.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Love it.
95.1 K-Frog, good morning. Who's this?
This is Tori. I'm currently on the 215 freeway.
Well, we're hoping to make your Friday and your weekend a little better. Your caller number 19 going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to Temecula Balloon and Wine Festival.
Thank you so much. That's great.
What do you got planned this weekend?
It's celebrating Mother's Day.
What are you guys going to go do?
Going to take her out for brunch.
Fun?
Brunch, a.k.a. mimosas?
Maybe so.
Brunch has now become code word to just start to drink earlier.
First thing in the morning.
Yes, it makes it acceptable. Yeah. A big weekend for you, Anthony. Today is your birthday.
Yeah.
So what do you have for birthday plans this weekend?
Tonight, we're just going to do a little dinner with me and my wife, and do gifts, and then tomorrow, she took the day off to spend it with me, so
aww.
I got to figure out what we're doing. Make it to the movies, might go on a hike, take the dog somewhere, that's always fun. Sunday, Mother's Day, and then I took Monday off, too, so you two will be rolling solo, and I'm still trying to figure out what to do for that day.
I took the day off, don't know what I'm doing.
That's right, but I promise you I will have something.
All right, and yes, this weekend, Mother's Day is going to be going down on Sunday. We continue our Mother's Day challenge. Yesterday, Anthony and his mom went up with 5 questions, and you got, like, what did we come up with? Maybe a quarter of a point?
Maybe half a point. So I'm on my way home yesterday, and she calls me. She's like, okay, I'm not a sore loser, but okay, I think we should have gotten a point for this because I mentioned that, and a point for that because I was like, Mom, it's too late. So yeah, you guys, you have to get like one right and you win.
All right, well, we'll see. My mom's going to join us this morning, 7:50, as we continue the Mother's Day challenge here on K-Frog.
Love the way that you get me started.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. On 95.1 K-Frog.
Sunday, Mother's Day. I haven't done it yet. Kelly, happy early Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
With that being said, I've heard you tell me stories about some unsolicited advice that you get as being a mom.
Oh, yeah. It's like once you become a mom, everybody has advice for you. And I will say, I'm guilty of it, too. I've told like my friends who become pregnant, like, oh, you should do this or you should do that.
Right.
I know most of it comes from a genuine place where people want to help you. But a lot of it just makes you want to roll your eyes or punch the person.
I'm sure it gets super annoying.
Yeah, because some of it is just stupid advice. I'm like, that's dumb. Why would you even tell me that? And then some of it is actually really helpful, especially if you're a new mom. But I figure we should probably focus on the eye rolling advice, the stuff that people have told you that you're just like, one, you're an idiot, or two, do you think I'm an idiot? The one that I love is when my son was little, there's a woman who used to tell me all the time, you need to have him covered up. He needs to have like a beanie on. He needs to always have socks on. I'm like, it's 110 degrees outside.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
My baby is going to overheat. But that was like how she did it back in her day. And so anytime we came over and he didn't have a hat or like socks, like, and now he's like a Flintstone kid. He's always barefoot.
Doesn't wear anything, yeah.
No, she's like, oh, he should really have socks and shoes on. I'm like, let him be. Okay, we made it to 4 years old. We're good so far, okay?
I was thinking it was wintertime or something. Maybe you didn't have socks on him, but no. It was hot.
It was hot outside. Oh, yeah, I'm like, he's going to be sweating. And Carter's like a little heater anyways.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Runs warm all the time?
So I was just like, all right. And it's one of those just smile and nod. Okay.
Because yeah, you can't really like put up an argument or you want to fight about it.
Yeah, and it's like, I understand you're coming from a genuine place, but leave it alone. Go give your advice to somebody
right.
else. So moms, we want to hear from you. What piece of unsolicited advice did you get that just totally made you roll your eyes or think, go away, leave me alone?
You can go ahead and text or call us. That number, 1-888-431-3764.
Good morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony here on K-Frog. Stick around. Coming up at 7:10, we'll have another round of the 10 question takeover. Going to be your chance to win your way in to go see Reba and Brooks and Dunn. It's together in Vegas. They're going to be performing at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. If you win this, you'll also be qualified for the grand prize of a two-night stay at the hotel. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right. That is on the way right now, though. We're getting ready for Mother's Day. We're letting moms kind of vents a little bit, because as a mom, it's like you are open for advice, not that you really want it, but people feel like they need to give you advice. So we're talking about that advice that just made you roll your eyes. I love this one because I heard this time and time again, sleep when the baby sleeps. And this woman says, I replied with, okay, yeah, and I'll fold the laundry when the baby folds the laundry too.
Ooh, burn. This one came in on our Facebook page at K-Frog Radio. It says, the worst was that I should put infant cereal in her bottle. It's just a couple months old. God forbid I told her it was too young of an age to do that. Now, I don't have kids, so I didn't know there was infant cereal. I didn't know that there were different stages of cereal.
And there's different stages of when babies are supposed to eat things. But again, everybody has their own opinion, and it doesn't matter if they're its kid or not. They will give you their opinion. I've got this one, too. This one irritates me so much. Text message from 909 says, you should really try to work less. Your kids are growing up, and you're going to miss out on the memories with them. No, I work so that I can go out and make memories with my kid.
Right. I mean, times have changed.
And I know how to create balance in my life, or at least I think I can. So, yeah, that one irritates me, too.
All right. Here's another one from 714. It says, don't take your kids out for 3 months after they're born. I ended up going to a birthday party straight from the hospital. She was only 2 days old. So, okay, that might be a little soon, I think.
Whatever.
But again, I'm not
floats
the mother.
Your boat. You got to do what you got to do.
Depends on what kind of party it was.
Yeah, right? They had a margarita man there. I had to go.
Had to bring the baby.
Pump and dump. All right. What was the advice you got that just made you roll your eyes?
So when I had my daughter, my ex's family would tell me all the time that I was not allowed to use disposable diapers and they had to be cloth diapers.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like,
gosh.
Why? Yeah. And everything had to be organic and nothing could be like non-organic. It was so annoying.
And did you listen to him or did you do your own thing?
No, of course not. I did my own thing. This is my child.
Right? Don't you hate that? You're like, this is my kid. Let me do my thing.
Exactly. I'm sorry. So all moms who use cloth diapers, all for you, but I'm not trying to scrub that poop off myself.
And that's what it comes down to. The life of a parent. Poopy pants. You ready for that, Anthony?
No. I feel sick.
I just want to see the sunrise in your eyes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
On the radio.
I listen every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. We're doing the Mother's Day Challenge. Okay, let me refresh your memory really quick. Yesterday, my mother called in. I think it was the first time we ever met.
You guys didn't do very well.
We got a total of zero right. So today, we're going to see if you and your mom can do any better.
And we're kind of making this like our weekend wager because, of course, there's a punishment attached to this as well. The loser's mom gets to post an embarrassing picture of them, and moms have some really bad pictures, so I'm a little freaked out about this.
Well, there's no possible way you can do worse than we did, so let's see how you do.
Let's do this.
Question number one, where is your happy place?
That would for sure be at the river.
Really?
Yep, going to the river with my family. That's my happy place.
Okay, question two, what's the first thing you would buy if you won the lottery?
Oh, gosh. I would buy a lot of things, but my mom would probably say my first big purchase, I'd probably buy a new home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't go the clothes route.
I'll buy those, too, okay. But I think the home would be what my mom says.
Okay. Question three, between you and your brother,
oh God,
who is she going to say is the funniest?
Ah, God, she's really going to make me mad if she says my brother, because he's not really that funny. So I'm going to say... because she's on the radio with me, she's going to say me.
Okay. Question four, what's your biggest flaw?
Oh my gosh, she's probably going to go off on this one.
We only need one.
Things that are wrong with me. But if my mom had to say something, she would probably say my biggest flaw is my attitude, because she's probably the one that sees it the most.
I will high-five her on that one. She nails that. Okay, question five. This is the last one.
Okay.
What is your most embarrassing moment?
I have a lot of them, but one that my mom would say, so I was a fat kid back in the day. My mom, I'm sure, will tell you all about that. We were at my happy place, the river, and on Sundays, they used to have ice cream socials. So here I am, chunky little kid in my bathing suit, walking up to go get my ice cream, which I probably didn't need, but it was only a dollar. And everybody was lined up, so I was like, well, I don't want to stand in line, because again, I was a fat kid. So I went to go sit on the swing, and I broke it.
You did?
I was a fat kid who broke the swing, waiting in line for ice cream.
Oh, you poor little fat thing.
Oh, God. I hope that's the only story my mom can think of, because there's a lot of other ones. There's so many bad ones. So many bad ones.
Hopefully she'll just go on and on and on.
No.
I'll give her lots of chances to get it right.
No. All right. My mom's coming up after 8 o'clock. We're going to see if we can match any. We need one to win.
Fingers crossed, you get a goose egg. Nothing.
Come on, Mom. She'll be calling in right after 8 o'clock.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1
K-Frog. 95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. We've got Kelly's mom on the phone with us.
Hey, Mom.
Talk it to me, baby.
Friend, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm delightful. It's the Mother's Day Challenge. We're going to hit you with five questions. Are you ready?
And how long do I have to decide?
You don't have all day, Mom. It's a morning show, okay? People got things to do.
We've been up since 3. We want to go home.
Okay.
All right.
And keep in mind, if we don't beat Anthony and his mom, then you have to post an embarrassing picture of me.
Not of me, just of you.
Just
thanks,
of Kelly, yeah.
Mom.
So feel free to throw this thing.
Okay.
All right, Mom, let's do this.
Here we go. Question number one.
Okay.
Where's your kid's happy place?
Parker.
The river. Mama knows.
The river, baby.
All right. Off to a good start. Number two, what's the first thing Kelly would buy if she won the lottery?
Oh my. Can we come back to that one?
No, you can't skip. This is a family feud.
A new house.
Bam!
Oh my God.
2 for 2.
I'm 2 for 2.
You're 2 for 2. I was waiting for you to say another ticket.
I was thinking about a purse, but.
See, I thought clothes.
I know, me too. I almost said clothes.
They're on the list, but the house was the first one. Way to go, Mom.
Thank you.
All right, question three. I'm excited for this one. Which of your kids is the funniest?
Oh, let me think.
What do you mean, let me think? This is easy.
Kelly.
You're saying me, right? You're not saying, like, Kelly, shut up?
No, I'm saying Kelly's the funniest.
3 for 3, and I bet you my brother Casey is listening right now, so take that, Casey.
What up, Casey? All right, question four. What is Kelly's biggest flaw?
Oh, gosh.
Ew. Eating?
Mom!
Is that right?
No, that was not right. Why would you say eating?
Why? Can I go back?
No, you already said it.
Okay, well, don't say that.
Well, too late, Mom.
Okay, well, you said like a weakness, like we all like our Italian food, you know? I mean, come on.
Kelly and her meatballs, you know?
What was your answer?
My attitude. I give you attitude all the time.
Well, that's true.
But she went with eating. So
okay. Thanks,
okay,
Mom.
I guess I got to go with my first thing.
All right. Last one. Question five. What's Kelly's most embarrassing moment?
Oh, my.
Okay. You were able to give your mom a
yeah,
hint.
Yeah, you can give your mom a hint.
Let me give my mom a hint and see if she remembers it. It happened at my happy place when I was younger.
Okay.
And remember, you said that I have a flaw of eating. That might have factored into it.
Happened at the river.
Because I was a fat kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
No, I'm just trying to think of, like, an embarrassing.
The swing?
When you fell off the swing?
Mom, I didn't fall off the swing. I broke the swing.
Did I get that one or not?
No, you didn't get that one.
So I only got three?
You should brag about getting three, because that was better than what me and my mom did.
Did we win?
We won,
You guys
Mom.
Did win.
Yeah!
That
Way
was pretty
to
good.
Go, Mama Brynn, pulling out the win. Is your mom ready for those embarrassing pictures?
She must have been listening because she texted me that she's now digging through the photo albums. But she's like excited about it. She sent me like smiley faces and all this and that. So I think she's happy just to walk down memory lane. But be good with it, Mom. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, you don't get approval on that, Anthony.
Right, actually, they're going to go straight to
Kelly. I'm going to text your mom and tell her just to send them straight to me instead.
I'm glad I'm off Monday so I don't have to see what it is.
It's 8:11.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
8:25 here at K-Frog, and Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy and Dorison at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can call him at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. David Beckham has received a 6-month ban from driving after he was caught using his cell phone behind the wheel last year.
Whoops.
Now, if you're thinking, okay, that's a little much for using your cell phone. Well, he actually went to court outside of London. He received 6 points on his license, but those were added to the 6 points he already had on his license for previous speeding offenses, which resulted in the driving ban.
I feel like he's rich enough to just have someone drive him around, though.
That's funny, because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, how often does David Beckham drive himself around?
Won't be doing it now.
Yeah, not now, that's for sure. The Kardashians are multiplying. Baby number 4 is on the way for Kim and Kanye. Kourtney and Kris Jenner taped an episode of Ellen yesterday, and they had all of the Kardashian kids there. Well, Kourtney said that Kim was supposed to be on the show, but she couldn't make it because her surrogate was in labor. The surprising thing about all this, Kris Jenner had no idea that Kim was on her way to the hospital, and she completely freaks out. And she's like, what? Why aren't we there? No word yet if the baby is here or not, but be expecting to hear a lot of Kardashian news over the weekend. Carrie Underwood's 4-year-old son, Isaiah, has his first crush. And Carrie shared the story on Twitter yesterday. She said, this morning, my 4-year-old, who hates wearing jeans, asked to wear jeans so he could, quote, look cute for Maddie. He went on and to ask me to fix his hair and to get him some flowers so that he could give them to her. Don't you break his heart, Maddie Marlowe. That would be Maddie from Maddie and Tay.
Oh, cute.
Who's out on tour with Carrie Underwood.
Makes sense.
Which means it is going to be a long tour season for Carrie Underwood, trying to keep her 4-year-old wrapped up. Everywhere they go, Maddie's going to be there.
How nice. What a little gentleman wants to put his jeans on, get her flowers. There's a little bit of an age gap between the two.
Yeah.
Don't think it'll work. Plus,
there's
Maddie's,
a couple decades
Maddie's
between
engaged.
The two. Yeah. Oh. I'm wondering if Carrie's rethinking this whole, let's have an all-female tour.
Not anymore.
Woo! Now you're smiling as you wake up.
Good morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Wake up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.